When the dishes have been cleared away, we're forced to sit at the long tables and endure a lesson on manners. It has been snowing all morning. I've never seen snow, and I long to walk out into the lush whiteness, feel the cold, wet crystals on my fingertips. Mrs. Nightwing's words drift in and out of my wandering mind.
You would not wish to find yourself snubbed by good society and crossed off the visiting lists of the best households. Never ask a gentleman to hold your fan, bouquet, or gloves during a dance, unless he is your escort or a relative.
As I know no gentleman besides my father and brother, this shan't be a concern. That isn't entirely true. I know Kartik. But we are unlikely to see each other in the ballrooms of London. What news has he for me? I should have gone to him on the way back from Vespers. What a foolish girl he must think me.
The lady of the highest rank shall enter the dining room first. The hostess shall enter last. Talking loudly or laughing on the street shows ill breeding. Association with a man who drinks, gambles, or engages in other ills is to be avoided at all costs, lest he should bring disgrace upon your reputation.
A man who drinks. Father, I want to push the thought away. I see him as I saw him in October, eyes glazed with laudanum, hands trembling. Grandmamma's few letters since have made no mention of his health, his addiction. Is he cured? Will he be the father I remember, the jolly man with the gleam in his eye and a quick wit to make us all laugh? Or will he be the father I've known since mother's death, the hollow man who doesn't seem to see me any more?
Ladies may not leave a ballroom unattended. To do so could invite gossip.
The snow piles against the window panes, creating tiny hilly villages there. The white of the snow, the white of our gloves, of Pippa's skin. Pippa.
They're coming for you, Gemma.
A chill passes through me. It has nothing to do with the cold, and everything to do with what I do not know, what I am afraid to discover.